crazy?
You think Brooklyn is better than
First
Queens?
First of all, anything you're about to say right now is irrelevant and invalid.
I would just like the record to show we are recording this podcast in Queens as we speak.
Only because.
In Queens as we speak.
Only because it was convenient for some to record it in Queens. But coming out here even makes me cry. Like, my skin is just definitely stressed from the air. I feel like the air quality here is trash. The people here, trash.
First of all, she's playing because I got tree-lined streets, okay? You're getting the freshest air that you have had in a very long time. And it is not nice weather, and she trekked it all out here. It's cold, it's rainy. But when it's Queens, you do it for the Queens.
No one wants to go to Queens. Like, people don't be like, oh, I'm going to Queens today. Like, that's not a thing that we do. Like, I don't think anyone wants to go to Queens. Like,
No. It's not all Ken.
People do go to Brooklyn because Brooklyn, they can have so many different experiences. And Brooklyn's just lit. Like,
can I ask a question?
What? Go ahead.
Do more people go to Target than they do Saks Fifth Avenue? Yes. Yes, they do. So I'm happy you're proud of being Target.
Your analogy is so trash.
We are Saks Fifth Avenue. Come fuck with
Queens
us.
Is different. Like, why do we have same avenue, streets? And
I'm sorry. It's for the smart people.
No, it's
for
dumb shit.
If you don't know the difference between Drive, Avenue, Street.
But why must you have 241st Drive, 241st Street, 241st Lane? Like, it makes no sense. How are we supposed to get to where you're going?
Okay, so you don't know people with different last names and the same first name?
That was
John. It can't be no John Gruden.
Yeah, Burrow don't even produce greatness. Like, at least from Brooklyn, we can say, like, we have Biggie, we have Jay-Z. Even though, you know, he did his little thing with Beyonce. But it's still, like, it's Jay-Z.
You know, I'm not going to hold him for cheating. You know, he righted his wrongs. He did what he needed to do. Uh-huh. And, you know, Jay-Z, Biggie, I got to give it up to them. I can never play them. But we got Nicki. We got...
Nicki.
Okay, first of all, she's still the number one. What is it? I'm the hottest Southern female rapper, for the record, you know? That is still true.
Is it?
And yes, it is. Yes, Cardi has not surpassed her, not yet. We also have 50 Cent. We have Nas.
50 Cent, the number one internet troll.
Maybe we do.
Yeah, that's maybe what y'all produce, trolls. But first of all, are we chatting over here about Brooklyn versus Queens? You already know Brooklyn is a better borough.
No, Queens in the house, gang.
But obviously, my name is Kamisi.
And my name is Diana.
And I'm from Brooklyn. And
I'm from Queens.
That trash-ass borough. But we're going to get into, like, basically, like, what we like, I guess.
Who are we?
Like, who are you?
Who is you?
Who is you? Who are you?
Well, you know, I actually used this in the speech I had.
Did you see that thing with the Claremont twins? She was like, who are we? Who am I? Who are you? I'm that. Bitch,
oh yeah, did you see that what's her name, Forever Flawless, and
oh yeah,
say the least, they were the Claremont twins, and they were saying that it was pretty bomb, to be honest.
Who are you?
Yeah,
we heard that, bitch.
That's where I heard it for the first time from even the Claremont.
I saw it for real.
I can't support the Claremont twins.
I can't either,
but we should be them, like, for Halloween, honestly. They are, I'm they with
from,
that
they could be from Queens. JK,
they're from Long Island, aren't
so
they?
Close to Queens though.
Far enough. Okay, don't let's not even get started with how we feel about how I feel about Long Island. At least
Long Island's trash. Just
Pinocchio. Trash Island. Damn, I feel bad for all the people I kind of like from Long Island. It's not that many. But yeah, anyway, you know, I'm from Queens, you know. That's not only where I reside, but who raised me. You hear me? Some black queens raised me in
Queens.
That
was corny.
You know, I said it in a speech once. It sounded way better. I got some claps and applause, you know.
Because they felt bad for you. Because they were like, you're so corny. Might as well clap it up for
Anyway, you got to do for yourself sometimes. But yeah, I'm 22 years old. I'm turning 23 next month, December 18th. Sag gang.
Other gangs are trash. Scorpio season is trash.
Every other sign is trash. Like, what's the worst sign
Cancer
to you?
Cancer season, trash. Like,
what's the worst sign to you?
A worst sign? I don't really know, because I really don't.
Who are you gonna offend right now? That's the real question.
I don't even care. Like, like, I don't care. But maybe Cancers. No, definitely Cancers. Definitely Cancer. They just mad annoying.
I was gonna say that, but my mom is a Cancer. I love my mom with all my heart.
I love my cousin.
But all the other Cancers I know
are just love my cousin. She's a Cancer, but like other Cancers, they just extra. Mm-hmm. Like I don't need that many. Like it's just too many emotions. And just like stay away. Like I'm good on it. Mm.
But yeah, so what's a little bit about you? Who is you?
So my name is Kamisi. You can find me on Instagram at Misi the Don. So, you know, M-E-C-E-E, the T-H-E-D-O-N, instead of like Dadon, you know. I'm not ghetto, but I'm from Brooklyn. And if you know J. Cole's part in the song where it is like, oh, what is it? Bougie, but
I like yeah, lashes. Yeah. What is it? Bougie still do ratchet shit.
That's me.
Yeah, that really is her.
That's me.
She's like way more bougie and way more ratchet though than like the song allows you to understand. It's like extra ratchet, it's extra like bougie.
So basically, that's really about it. And I just fuck with food. OD.
Word. Oh yeah, sorry I didn't mention. You could follow me on my socials too. Instagram, Dice D-Y-S-E-E. Yeah, that's not dicey. Like I said, it's dice, like rolling the dice. Cause like, you know, take a chance on me, bitch.
Yo, what? But
yeah, that's the reasoning behind my name, if you didn't know. So yeah, before we jump into our first segment, let's talk a little bit about how we even got here to Unauthorized Black Girl.
The purpose of Unauthorized Black Girl is really to just give people a space to just understand who you are and who you're meant to be. And it's kind of carving out these roles for Black women and Black people of color to just have, especially in a time in this motherfucking Trump era, boy. And not only that, but just the fact that we have to go to these white spaces and infiltrate it in order to make sure that we can continue to have these lineages for people who look just like us. Little girls and little boys growing up to say they want to do certain things, but they won't have access to it if it wasn't for us. So it's like paying it forward in a sense. So Unauthorized Black Girl comes from the sense of paying it forward. And I always talk about the Serena Williams, like, you know, when she had the showdown at the US Open with the ref. And, you know, he made it seem like she was this angry Black woman for what he did to her. But in a sense, it's kind of like she had to do this so other Black girls who want to be tennis players, they can literally, like, come into this space because of what she's doing. Because she's trying to garner, like, just knowledge and understanding and just awareness for what's going on, especially to people of color. So that's what the essence of Unauthorized Black Girl is, you know. And we both have our own stories of being unauthorized in a sense, like, you know, how you feel like you don't really belong somewhere, but then again you have this duty to kind of just pay it forward. You have this duty to kind of like build a bridge, and you know you're not doing it only for yourself. You know it's part of your purpose. You know that it means the world to you to make sure that someone else can actually carve this spot out, can have access to what someone else could not have a couple years ago, you know?
Yeah, representation is key, you know? So if you want to be somewhere, it's a lot easier if you see faces that you are familiar with or you can relate to. But yeah, so now we're going to hop into our first section, for real, and it is unauthorized social media commentary. And now we're just going to talk about some stuff we've been seeing popping up on our IG and Twitter feeds and just, like, you know, have a little discourse about it. Mm-hmm. So this week we talking about Derrick Rose. So the other night, Derrick Rose, who plays on the Minnesota Timberwolves, had a game against the Utah Jazz. And
I don't know what any of that means, but
okay, so these are two NBA teams. Let me educate my girl real quick, because so the Minnesota Timberwolves are NBA team in, well, Minnesota, and the Utah Jazz is another NBA team in, well.
So are they whack because, like, they're from whack states?
Ooh, gosh, it's already spicy. Just started. But basically, the Timberwolves and the Jazz had this game against each other where Derek, who has, you know, come back from over 7 injuries.
I swear, my thing with Derrick Rose is that I always thought that he liked to be a bench warmer because he was just making money being a bench warmer. So I thought he was just like,
girl,
a bullshit ass
injuries.
Nigga.
He had injuries. He was trying to recover.
Was faking that shit. Oh my. Like, for how long could you really have injuries? Just get out the game at this point.
Oh, my gosh. But, oof, poor Derek. You know, what I'm trying to say, though, is, you know, he reached a record high of 50 points in a career high of 50 points in a game. After 7 injuries and being in the game for so long, like, that's just really something that he should really be proud of.
Or should he?
It was very beautiful to watch, to be honest. He was, like, on camera crying. And, like, you know, these basketball players live, breathe, and, like, die. Oh, I don't know why I said die. But whatever. They live this sport is the point.
Yeah, you definitely see with the dedication.
It's a lot of dedication, you know? So, to, like, then see this black man being very vulnerable, like, basically in front of everybody. Because I think it was, like, it was on record to, like, be one of the most watched videos on House of Highlights, which is insane. But yeah, he was just extremely vulnerable and talking about, like, how he never thought he would make it here. And I just love to see black men being vulnerable and not feeling emasculated, because there's nothing wrong with emotion.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's a nice takeaway, you know. But on the flip side, let's talk about the real shit with Derrick Rose.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because gotta remember that Derrick Rose had a gang rape case in 2015. So how does that look? Because to me, like, yeah, you won this little 50 points. I don't really give a fuck. The fact that you won these points, yeah, that's like, I'm not a basketball person per se, but you know, like, I'm forced to watch it sometimes. We're not gonna get into that right now. But
shout out to Appia.
Forced to watch it sometimes. But it's just like, yeah, you have to, he did this great thing for his job or his career, mm-hmm. but as a person now, it's coming down to, like, are you really a good person? Are you really a decent person? Because, yes, he basically claimed that he did not really understand what consent was at the time that this happened. So, and the woman was intoxicated. So to imagine someone going through that pain and that stress because of thinking that something happened to them, something had to happen. I'm not sure whether or not it was rape. I cannot say, because I'm not the person who felt as though they were sexually assaulted. But in the sense, it's like, he's not doing anything to kind of right his wrongs. Mm-hmm. So then how can I look at something that you're doing for your career as something great? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, even if you... because he didn't get convicted, obviously, because he's still out here, glit, glit, getting 50 points and shit. But, like, you didn't get convicted, but what you can do now is educate the people about certain things. Instead mm-hmm. of trying to sweep things under the rug, mm-hmm. because people really did not know, like, I don't think people really know that he had this rape case. Because mm-hmm. they're just like, oh, look at him, he won 50 points. Like, and that's what people do. They always let things slide under the rug. Like, oh, you know, this happened, that was bad, but it's okay. Like, mm-hmm. no. It's sad because we see you publicly mess up. So you have kind of this opportunity to do great things in public too. So, you know, if you wanted to have little programs where you speak to kids about what consent is, especially high school kids, because they are still going through that phase where things happen to them, college kids, about what consent is, like, you know, doing little things to actually change what is going on, reverse what you saw before, and allow yourself to learn through that process, because that's what we're not seeing from these celebrities today. Like, I'm tired of it.
There's definitely a responsibility that comes with, like, having this huge, huge platform and all of these followers and people who really look up to you and really believe in you. And, like, she's actually low-key crazy. But with that with that power does come responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I really feel what you're saying, because if you did not know what consent was, and that was, like, half the reason why you were in the situation you were in, because mm-hmm. it's like, damn, I didn't even know that I was doing something wrong. Like, the first thing you should do is try to maybe make sure that other, I wasn't saying men and black men specifically, but just in general, that everybody is on the same page of what consent is, so that no one, hopefully it doesn't happen again, which unfortunately we know definitely has.
Happened. Yeah,
come on. All the time. Like, mm-hmm. Hollywood Me Too movement just got, like, you know, crazy, but yeah, and I really feel that with your platform, you got to do something.
Exactly. So this is to say, Derrick Rose, do better, D Rose, because I'm not out here, just congratulating you for these 50 points. Do better, all right? My nigga, like, just do better. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, tired of it. Sick of these niggas, Drake voice. Like,
sick of these niggas.
Sick of these niggas.
This is our next section. Who put you on? And actually,
so what's who put you on meeting though? Since okay. I'm confused.
Who put you on is like, you may not know these people, but you gonna know them now. Why? Because we put you on.
You got put on today.
So yeah, so Tierra Whack is definitely an artist that, like, you know, we think is really dope, really bomb. She came up with this project recently where she released 15 songs that are about a minute long each, and then she made this one collaborative creative project where her music video was basically one movie, which is also her album. So it's like a whole bunch of really dope shit into one thing. So yeah, Tierra Whack.
A whole bunch of dope shit. Like, she shitted on... I'm kidding. I'm done.
Her shit is rainbows with sparkles and all that kind of stuff. And literally. So when you see these videos, you will really see. My favorite song, personally, is Cable Guy. ABC, you know, you'll hear it and you'll get it. But yeah, so listen to Tierra Whack. Shout outs to you, Tierra, for being just yourself and cool and creative. Black queen. Yes, a real dope black queen.
And so now we're gonna go into unauthorized thoughts, which is just things that we think about or questions that we have and we just want to expand upon. So the question for this week is, are you still considered grown if you live under your parents' roof? Diana, are you? Like,
bitch, I am considered grown. Look, so I live at home and I consider myself grown. Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do. Do you want to know why? Because I think grown is a mindset. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Do you contribute?
First of all, I contribute, my love. I contribute.
So you my don't love give them a dollar, but you think you're grown.
Okay. I don't give them a dollar, but I also don't take dollars away, if that makes sense. Like, I don't ever ask.
Yes, you do take dollars away because you're eating their food.
I don't really eat their food.
And then you like, basically.
I sometimes eat their food, but not often.
You don't often eat their food. No. But then again, you're using their water, so that's more water they're paying for. More lights, because you might keep your light on later than them.
Well, you know what? I think of it this way. Like, I try,
more electricity.
I already look. If I was...
Wi-Fi that they're paying for.
Okay, but like, let's say this.
Internet costs.
What are your parents always telling you? Think of the long term. I tell them the same thing. Think of the long term. You let me...
Let me tell y'all something.
No,
Let me finish. This is the same girl that will tell her parents she's going to put them in a nursing home. So, if you think she's grown...
Okay, wait. All right, we need context with that one because that sounds crazy. Look, of course, I joke around. Maybe I'm not joking. Who knows? Like... I'm joking. Well, if I had to be 100% honest, if I were to put them in a nursing home, like, it would be the bomb one. Like, I would never put them in no crappy nursing home. But, I mean, my hopes are not that they go to a nursing home. But let's say, to be honest, if I had to put them in one, I would be rich and they would be in the nicest one. First of all, I have my parents are not together. So, if they were to both live in my house, please understand they've never lived together. Well, they haven't lived together for like how many years at that point? Like 40-50 years they've never lived together. Now I gotta have both of them, two basements. My dad want a west wing, my mom want an east wing.
What's wrong with that?
Where am I getting this money?
Where did they get the money from? Actually, when they had to put you through school, huh?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's why we talk about being grown. They let me save now. I don't want to pay rent. Just don't let me pay rent for these next 2 years.
Not contribute though. No groceries.
I'ma stack this money and I'ma get out your hair. Why? Because you want that west wing, don't you, Ma? Dad, you want that east wing? I got you, but you gotta let me get out the house, you know, and you know, do my thing.
So I'ma just. Piggyback off that.
No. I'm gonna just
but swerve it the other way.
I'm a preface. You know, this is what a hater. When you live at home, but you gotta contribute, you get a little salty.
No, I contribute off the fact that I don't want to like just be a freeloader in my parents' house, knowing that I do have a job. So you are a freeloader. That's your choice. And that's fine.
I am. I've been a freeloader since...
Do what you want to do, but just be happy that you're doing
so
it.
So when you get a pet, that's a freeloader?
That is a freeloader.
Who asked for the pet to be there? Did the pet...
Your analogy.
No.
You have the worst analogy.
So I have a pit bull. Her name is Rosie. Rosie did not ask to come into this house.
Yeah, but you got her though, right?
So guess what? She won't get fed. She gonna get go to the vet. She's gonna get her bills paid because guess what? She never
asked. But you have the option to not. Do you understand me?
So I have the option to what?
No, so you have the option to choose not to get a dog. Like how parents have the option to choose not to be a parent.
And I'm saying they chose to be a parent. So you must deal with the consequences.
But I feel like parenting stops at 18 and it turns into either mentorship or like something else.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. They're still parents, but they have a mentorship quality.
I mean, I get what you're saying. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, I don't feel terrible. I do feel a little bit bad.
You should feel bad.
I feel bad that I don't.
I'm judging you.
But the truth is, I only feel bad because society tells me I should feel bad.
So then don't feel bad. Just be like,
you know, I don't feel that bad because guess who's not paying? Still me. Okay. I don't feel like it. Just, I'm like, oh damn.
Oh my
God. It sucks. You know that I don't, but
then you have a plan. So it makes sense.
Yeah. And I'm like really trying to get out, and I feel like I'm, you know,
in order to get out, you might have to make a sacrifice. And if your parents allow you to make that sacrifice, then that's fine.
You know what
I'm
about to say right now.
What?
I have a what? An aggressive savings plan. Okay, an ASP to get me out ASAP. That's what I like to call it.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. But my thing is, like, what I'm saying is that your parents are allowing you to do this. So you are not technically grown. You can think that you're grown. And this is where I'm going to piggyback off of it and curve around and actually tell you the real shit, because this is, you know, my perspective.
Tell me, child.
I think people have the ability to be grown adjacent. But I don't think in your situation you're grown adjacent. So I'm just going to... That's my perception. You know, I can go ask if I want to. It's fine.
No, you can feel how you feel. You know, people feel all types of ways every single day. Who am I to stop your feeling?
Yeah, whatever. So we continue. So you can be grown adjacent in terms of, like, you may live with your parents, but you're not going to be fully grown until you really live on your own, because there's a lot of aspects that you have to like have. There's a lot of things that you have to have when you're on your own, and that's like, because living with your parents, you have a sense of security that you do not have when you live by yourself. And that security doesn't mean like, oh, you can't pay for your bills. That security is like, yo, if something really happens to me, like I'm really out here alone. Versus if, like, for me, like, okay, say something really happens to me that, oh, I lost my job. God, please don't do that. And, you know, something really terrible, I would have to fall back on. I can fall back in my house. Like, I can say, like, okay, let me take this time to search for a new job or do this and that. Whereas people who live on their own may not have that opportunity. It's like, yo, I got to look for the next check. Where's the next meal? Like, where's this? And it's like, also, if some days you might be like, oh, I don't have to buy food today. Let me just go home. My parents might have cooked. It's like a different lifestyle. So you get to be grown adjacent.
For sure. I can agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you get to contribute a little bit in little ways. Like, you can cook for them or, like, you know, help cleaning out. Little acts of services, I think, are a part of, like, contribution too. Yeah. So it's not only just, like, paying money, because that's not the only thing you can do, obviously, but contributing to the household. So I definitely think that there's an aspect of being grown adjacent. But, sweetie, you're not grown if you don't live by yourself. To all y'all out there who are living with their parents and stacking your money, like, you're gonna be grown soon, sis. It might not be today, but you're gonna be grown soon.
And to all my, you know, people out there grown and stacking money, like, you keep stacking and you've still grown. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you,
first of all,
you, like, got your ASP and you still
exactly
grown.
Exactly. Get your ASP and get out ASAP. Tell your parents that. Show them the business plan. Like, make it a PowerPoint. Be nice. Show them what it is. Tell them what your goals are. And, you know, get a job. Don't sit at home all day not even showing that you have promise. Mm-hmm. Because then, to me, that's when you're like, I'm out here working, you know. Yes, my parents do low-key wish that, you know, I'm not gonna get into it, but the point is, I'm an only child. I'm the best and the worst of everything that they got. Actually, there's one little point I want to bring up. I think of it this way though. I feel like what really changes things too about being grown, because now I have friends who, like, are not from New York State.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is, if I live on my own and I lose my job and I can't pay my rent, I'm coming home. They don't know that. Now they do. But I'm coming home. I can't, like, I feel like that's a safety net.
Nah, I might not come home, though.
Where are you sleeping?
I feel like I would have to figure it out because, like,
don't come to me.
I'm not admitting defeat.
Don't come to me.
I'm not admitting defeat.
Don't come to me.
No, but I'm saying, like, in this universe of optimal opportunity, mm-hmm. I'm not going to admit defeat. There's going to be something else out there. And, you know, you got to take this curve. Like, you got to take this curve on switch it around. You feel me? Like, and that's what I would be trying to do.
I mean, I would try, but I'm just saying when the rent gets backed up 2 months and you don't have a job and now you owe like five stacks.
Okay, so go and sell your pussy.
Wow. Kamisi. Oh my gosh. You can do that. I'm going home.
Sex work is a really, like...
Okay. Next, because...
You're over it.
Now we know what Kamisi is going to do.
I wouldn't do that, okay. You know? It's just not for me.
You know what I mean?
But I would definitely...
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
I would not do that.
Okay.
I'm just above that. I do think that the people who do it, I do have a lot of respect for them. It's a hard job.
I'm pretty sure it's hard. It is. You know what it is? It's funny because I actually asked somebody that today, like how they felt about prostitution. Mm-hmm. My friend was saying how it's like similar to porn. And
you have friends.
Are you my friend? Do I have friends?
I'm being, yeah,
that's a good question. Exactly. Thank you. I actually am lucky to say I have people who I really care about in my life. But yeah, this person was just giving some very good insight on porn. I mean, prostitution, which is actually legal in Vegas, which is weird to me. But, you know, I just think that, I don't know, man. I personally wouldn't do it. I'm not here to shun anybody who does it. It's not for me.
I think it's a difficult job. I think that you have to know what kind of person you are. Mm-hmm. And I think that people think certain jobs are very difficult, but there's, like, a lot of emotional baggage. I feel like that would come with certain sex work. But I do say my hat goes out to people who do sex work. Do. So childish. Do. Childish. But
grown adjacent.
But just, you know, like, I feel like it is commemorable, honestly. And I do think that people who do it do have a lot of, like, different, I think they have different coping mechanisms too, but just have a sense of purpose and the ability to be strong in a way that everyone else isn't.
You know, it just, like, my problem with it is, like, no one grows up saying I want to be a prostitute, you know? So because what happens,
it's not looked at as like a decent job in people's eyes. So it's like,
but I feel like because it's not, and because it's not something you grew up wanting to do, the people who are into it kind of have been coerced or forced, either or. So that's why, to me, I'm like, I just, you don't, they don't have like health coverage, they don't have safety,
and then the money, like, you're not even sure how the streams of money are actually, like,
it's not like you're gonna actually get what they say they're gonna pay you. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing about it that's guaranteed, there's nothing about it that's safe. So to me, that's why it's just like I could never do it, because there's just way too much liability, you know.
I can see how someone could look at it from that side and that point of view. But we're about to get into our last segment, which is called Uncheckable Quotes. So basically, it's going to be like, let me just explain it so you get the gist of what this segment really is about. It's basically like, you know, things will try to take you down. Those things can be the MTA. Those things can be a nigga. And those things
could be a bitch.
Could be a bitch. Those things can be, like, just your own motherfucking mind.
Wow, that's deep. Exactly, that's true.
It's just like, it don't matter what it is, multiple things can happen. It could be the white people at your job. You know, it's just like, you just interact with so many different things on a day-to-day basis that you don't know what it is that's going to take you down that day. But you can always recover, and you have to remember everything is not a full day or a full experience. It might just be for a little moment, but don't let that moment overtake you. So this is just quotes to, like, get you through your week and help you just be the best bitch you can be. I'm kidding. Best person. I say bitch like that, but I don't know if everyone takes it like that.
Word, we both have that bad habit. When we say bitch, like, depending on how it is, you know whether it's in term of endearment or not.
I don't think I really use bitch to, like, curse people out, though.
I say that fucking bitch.
I see. Yeah. Sometimes, you know. But anyway, this quote is, "Then there are those who plant. They endure storms and all the many vicissitudes of the seasons, and they rarely rest. But unlike a building," I'm going to repeat that again, "but unlike a building, a garden never stops growing. And while it requires the gardener's constant attention, it allows life for the garden to be a great adventure." Paulo Coelho and Brita. So basically, I took away from that just that you are a garden. What you're growing in your life, the seeds that you're planting day by day are just going to become either flowers or fruit, depending on what you're trying to grow. And so with that being said, you have to understand that you have to endure certain storms. There's going to be certain changes of seasons, because when you're planting something, it takes time for it to grow. It takes time for it to be fruitful. And in the end, you have to understand that you are a gardener, and you're not making just a building with just a regular foundation, and it's going to be a linear life, because buildings don't really change. Mm-hmm. But a garden is part of nature, so it continues to change. And I was thinking to myself just randomly the other day, like, how great it is that life gives us ups and downs. Because to me, if my life was just linear, I'd be like, damn, bitch, it's a boring day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a really boring ass day. Because if you don't have things that really change your life or shape you, then you can't really become an amount to things that you really want to do. Because even look at Oprah, sis just be planting her seeds, you know, in her garden that she really, really grew. But she went through such a tremendous past and she overcame so much. So it's kind of like you have to understand that these things happen for a reason. And sometimes you can't sit there and continue to dwell on it, because that's creating another root in your garden. You need to sometimes just cut those roots away and keep planting that great shit that you're trying to plant, bro.
Uh-huh. Yo, sis turned the garden to a jungle. Oprah? Like, yes. Yeah, Oprah got a full
jungle. She got jungle. A forest. This is wild.
Yeah, like, oof.
A land.
Word. What a and, queen. And what?
Oh, I said, what a queen.
What a fact. Shout out to Oprah, bro. But yeah, so my uncheckable quote is, "Be very careful how you talk to yourself. It becomes your life," by Jaya John. You could follow her on Instagram at JAIYAJOHN. And I follow her because she just, she be talking to my soul with some of the stuff she says. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Dr. Jaya John. But yeah, her IG is still the same. And when I read that quote, it always makes me think about another quote, actually. It's like, oh, treat yourself how you would treat your best friend, you know? And I feel like we are so mean to ourselves, ways that we would never be to our friends, but we don't even...
You're mean to me, though.
I'm like fake mean to you. Oh, my God. But yeah, I feel like, you know, we're not really nice to ourselves sometimes, and we can put ourselves down and be hard on ourselves and not tell ourselves how beautiful and amazing and wonderful we are. And like, yeah, it's nice to hear from other people, but the truth is, when people to give me compliments,
I'd be like, yes, thank you, sis,
but I don't really believe them, to be quite honest. Yeah, like, they don't really impact me the way where I'm just like, no, I feel completely rejoiced. Like, yeah. I'll be like, oh,
it's like,
okay,
for a moment. It's like a, oh, and then it's also like weird to take them in sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Ooh. They're very top level. But I realized, like, ever since I've been on this conscious journey of self-love, and I've been purposefully trying to talk to myself better, I really do feel better about myself, and people can say things about me and I'm just like, duh, you know what I mean, in the most humble way. So yeah, so take these quotes with you through your week. Think about them and love yourself and keep putting seeds in your garden, man. Grow and prosper. Grow and prosper.
Be the bitch that you wish to be. But, yeah.
I just think it's crazy because I feel very good about this episode, you know, and this is our first episode.
First one.
And we only recorded it like 4 times.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm feeling good about this. Mm-hmm. Or I don't even, should I be talking about that in this?
I mean, again, it's fine. I don't see the problem.
Okay.
Do what your heart desires.
My heart is to say that.
Be what you want
to
be.
You know, I'm really happy and I'm proud of us for like sticking to this, because there have been already many times we could have given up and we've gotten this far. So shout out to us. One.
Right.
But all of that mushy stuff aside, you can follow us on Instagram at unauthorized black girl. That is UNAUTH O-R-I-Z-E-D, B-L-A-C-K-G-I-R-L. Yes, unauthorized black girl. And
she really did that with the spelling. Spelling bee champion over here. Like,
you ready? Call me Akila.
And the bee boy.
But yeah, so follow us there. Respond to our stories. Let us know what you want to hear. You can also email us at unauthorizedblackgirl@gmail.com and send in some questions, because, you know, maybe you think that we could give you a little advice, because maybe you want to talk to your friends, or maybe you want us to be anonymous. But yeah, interact with us. We're nice people.
And you can answer the questions that we definitely put in our unauthorized thoughts section. Give us some of your opinions. We want to hear your perspective, boy.
Talk your shit to us.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm good. You good then?
I'm good.
All right. Later.
Bye.